or, of course, it could be get up, get app sometimes.
And make the horses stop, get to the end.
Whoa.
And call pigs.
Well, this area, it was pooey, pooey. I know some places it's suey.
Suey, I guess, is what my grandfather did. And you ever call a sheep in from that?
We never raise sheep. I've heard what the call is, but coey, isn't it? Something like that.
Conanny or co-sheep or coey, coey? Yeah, I guess that.
I've heard that. But we've never raised sheep.
How about to call the chicken?
Chick, 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 chick.
And when you're riding the horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And one that the farmers don't agree on at all. Do you have a word for the horse on the left?
Oh, yes. When we had horses, that was the nigh horse.
The horse on the left is the nigh horse?
And the other was the off horse. I can guess what that came from. Can you?
I have a faint.
When they drove oxen, the driver walked on the left side. He was right-handed, and he used that goad. So there was the nigh ox and the off ox. The farther away. That, too, is the explanation why we drive on the right side of the road here in this country. In driving the ox team down, you'd push them off the road from that side.
Of course, I didn't know that they walked on the left side. I'm asking this question. The people will tell me the reverse of this as often as this. But on my worksheets, I have this as the answer. I mean, the one most normal, but I'm getting all kinds of answers. One on the right is the near horse, and they'll say, and the one on the left is the off horse. They get all wrong. You want to describe someplace? It's not very far. It's just a little.
Oh, a little piece. Actually, that is Knox County language. I've heard it so much, but a little ways is more common in this county.
And of course, it could be a long.
A long ways, yeah. Or the S can be left off of that too. It's a little way or a long way.
And you're riding a buggy, you hang on to the
lions.
And you ride the horseback, you hang on to the.
Well, there, they're more commonly reins.
You never mix the two?
Of course, I know the word reins are used for the long ones, but.
On the buggy?
On a buggy, but the word lions was always used when we drove.
You might say you can find weeds almost
anywhere, everywhere.
And the trench plow cuts is called the
furrow.
And somebody says about your wheat. Looks like you raised quite a big
field of wheat?
Crop
of wheat?
And you take off the trees of the property, you might say, we got the land.
Clear the land.
And plant alfalfa, and it comes up, you cut it, and it comes up again, and you cut it. That's the
second crop.
You would say second cutting.
Yes, second cutting sometimes. There. Both common use.
Now, they used to do different things in farming than they do now, I know, but the unit they put the wheat into would be a bundle or